The state Republican Party has had its share of troubles looking for a candidate to face off against Wisconsin's senior U.S. Senator. Early on, it tried to recruit construction executive Tim Michaels, who ran unsuccessfully against Democrat Russ Feingold in 2004. And there was talk that former Governor Tommy Thompson might make a run. Thompson let the rumor simmer before only recently announcing he wasn't interested. Now, state GOP Executive Director Rick Wiley says the party is hoping Grothman will be its candidate. Wiley admits it's late for a challenger to jump into a race, but he still thinks it's early enough to compete with Cole.
The dog days of summer are the times when you're doing parades, but no one's really paying attention. Everyone's taking the family on vacation. So it's a good time to go in and start organizing right now. But like I said, you know, we have to put something, an organization in place rather quickly.
Republican Robert Lorch has already filed the necessary signatures to challenge Cole, although at this point he hasn't been helped by the state party. Grothman did not return a call seeking comment. Wiley says that when he last spoke with Grothman, he was still mulling the race and gathering nominating signatures. It's reminiscent of 2 years ago when Grothman waited until the last minute before deciding to run for state senate against his party's own majority leader. The big difference is that this would be a statewide campaign against the well-financed incumbent Herb Cole. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.